You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday on Valentine's Day, there were protests and renewed calls in the media about dating impacting the amount of people that can receive benefits. A study last year found 51% of single parents are worried about dating because it would impact their benefit payments. For our weekly catch-up with Carmel Cipollone, I asked about these renewed calls to review the status quo. I also asked about the situation in Tāmaki Makaurau just over a year since Auckland anniversary weekend flooding. Here is that interview. Yesterday was Valentine's Day and there was a protest as well as calls in the media to reconsider how relationships impact benefits. Do you think the current system works well?
I think it certainly is worth looking at. And when I was minister, it was something that we had committed to on our work program in terms of exploring the relationship rules for access to benefit. We didn't get there, unfortunately, and now we're not benefit and not government. And so I guess the question has to be put to the current government on whether or not they are willing to explore this.
The Minister for Social Development says this should not warrant attention because the government's focus is on getting people off benefits. Do you agree or disagree with this sentiment?
Well, it is important to support people into work, and we were absolutely focused on that too. But you have to acknowledge that there are some people that will need to access the welfare system. And for some, it does seem unfair in terms of the relationship rules that currently exist. There is definitely merit in exploring the relationship rules. So it's disappointing to hear that the government have taken that stance.
Will reviewing this be a priority for you when Labor returns to government?
We haven't set a policy going into the next election. We're going to take some time to think about what we want to do policy-wise over the next couple of years. And so, you know, we certainly will not be ignoring the Welfare Expert Advisory Group's report that we commissioned. That work was always going to be a journey, and I think that it's certainly worth in continuing to look at those recommendations and trying to actually realise them.
We're also now over a year since the Auckland anniversary weekend flooding. What was recovery like for the communities you represent in Kelston?
Oh, incredibly difficult. For many whānau, they were affected by the Auckland floods and then hit again by Cyclone Gabriel, or the Auckland floods had missed them, then some were hit by Cyclone Gabriel when it came through. And in some ways there was very little precedent for this level of disaster. And so, you know, many are still struggling. Some have had their situations resolved, but many are still waiting for answers, and many are still feeling the brunt of Cyclone Gabriel. I just want to acknowledge that there'll be some families that are feeling it even more because they lost loved ones during that time. And so, you know, this is a very sad time when we're reflecting on what happened a year ago.
Has there been enough support from a council and government perspective for these families?
Look, I think there's certainly been the effort put in. As I said, in many ways it was unprecedented. What I'm seeing in parts of West Auckland is some family situations have been resolved, and some are still waiting for the answers. It's not easy. But that, you know, saying that it's complicated and it's not easy to resolve doesn't make things any easier for the families that were affected.
And is Tāmaki Makaurau prepared enough for future natural disasters?
It's always hard to be prepared to the extent that you would like to. I think each time we've had a natural disaster, lessons have been learnt and they've been applied to the next situation that has arisen. But, you know, when these things happen, there's the destruction that's caused. Is very difficult to kind of mitigate the risk against. There are bigger picture things that we need to be focused on here, as well as the immediate response to natural disasters. The bigger picture issue that comes to mind immediately is, of course, climate change. So it is really concerning to see the current government turning their minds away, investment away, from policies that were actually going to support us with being able to reduce our carbon emissions and do our bit to combat climate change.
Does this mean climate action remains a priority for Labor?
Absolutely, and it should be for every political party. It's sad to see that it doesn't seem to be for the current government that we have in place.
That was Labor's Carmel Cipollone on how dating impacts the amount and benefits you can receive, and Tamaki Makaurau, a year since the flooding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.